Hi guys, it's your girl Oyenda.
And it's your boy Sam.
And you're listening to
Alien Radio.
Welcome back, guys. If you're new here, thank you for tuning in. It's your girl Oyenda, and I'm here in the studio again today with
Sam. Welcome back, guys. Another exciting episode on Alien Radio. I'm your humble and number one host, Sam.
Oh please. I'm your number one host, guys. I'm number one. Like, you could tell.
Hope you had a very good week, guys. I mean, it's fun to be back.
Yeah. Hope you had a good week, Sam. How was your week?
Well, I mean, now that you asked, right? I mean, there's something that I've actually wanted to get off my chest, you know, which is just to share something a bit personal, you know. And yeah, so I recently started swimming lessons, right? And what's funny, I've been getting that embarrassing reaction from a lot of people, right? Which is why I said, like, I was going to talk about it on the show, because it's funny, right? A lot of people, you know, have so many preconceptions as to what you should be able to do, what they believe you know how to do. And I mean, it got me thinking, like, a lot of people then get embarrassed to then actually do those things, right? So for me, for example, like, I mean, for one reason or the other, I mean, I never got the chance or whatever to learn swimming, right? So and I tell people, like, okay, I mean, it's never too late, like, just try it, right? So, like, and I've seen a couple of people I've mentioned it to them, like, are you sure, like, is it for you, like, is it for your son, you know? Very funny remarks I've gotten so far, like, and it's got me thinking, like, this for some people may seem like a huge, like, hindrance to then start it, because they feel embarrassed, but that's life.
Why?
Right? So the point of my of this, you know, personal story is to say, do not let people stop you from doing whatever you consider too late for you to do, because, like, never say never, right? Just do it regardless, right? So it's never too late to give it a shot, never too late to try that new skill. Yeah. Just go for it, guys. So yeah, that's how my week has been. And to be honest, I've been doing badly at it, right? The lessons I've been
reading. Well, I'm not surprised. But if I was there, I would totally do worse, because I do not know how to swim. I don't know. I should actually start learning and then, you know, take it up from there. But right now, I don't know how to swim. I don't know how you're doing it, but I hope it, you know, works out great for you.
Yeah, I think I'm the most terrible in my class. Like, we have a group of five, you know, in the training. Like, I'm the most terrible. Like, when others have gone far, like, I'm still way behind, like, you know. So, yeah, it is what
it
is. Like,
fine.
For me, I told myself, like, just give it a shot, right? Whatever comes out of it, like, at least I know I've tried. Like,
yeah.
I know I put in that effort, you know, and to get it done. But hey, like, as I said, I mean, it's one of those things in life, right? So, you know, a lot of people just have that preconception, you know how to do this, you know how to do that, you know. Like, if you do not know how to do it, do not feel embarrassed, right? Oh, you know, just do it. You know, just do it, you know.
Yeah.
Like Nike, just do it. Just do it.
Yeah, like Nike. Anyway, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing, Sam. That's a nice one. That's a good one. Yeah. Anyway, like I said, I don't know how to swim, but on this episode, moving on, on this segment, we're going to be talking about what's trending on the online space, as we usually do. So, this week, I would like to be tilting towards what's trending health-wise.
Oh, nice.
Which I feel is, like, a very important topic. It's something we should talk about, and that's monkeypox.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how many of you know this, but monkeypox is out there, and for those of you who don't know what monkeypox is, it's actually a pox virus. So it's related to smallpox and cowpox. So it generally causes, like, it's like a pimple like thing. It's like it has, like, blisters and gives you like
acne.
And then it's like little bumps and gives like flu like symptoms. So guys, I don't know if you've heard about this, but I think you should read more about this. Find out what's going on out there, because it's beginning to spread like wildfire. And the thing is, it's for some people, it's more concentrated on like arms and legs. I've seen horrible pictures relating to this monkeypox thing, and it's not sexy at all. And then other, also, I'm telling you, like, it's horrible.
That.
And it's
you
like
know that.
And they're showing up. No. I'm being serious here. I'm actually being serious. It's like on arms and legs, and even like on genital areas and perianal areas as well. It's also there. Oh. So guys, if you're listening to this, I would appreciate if this is taken seriously and this is looked into. And
so quick question. Oh yes, mm-hmm. Sorry. Quick question. So when you say like genital area, right? So you've examined some individuals, right?
Why are like, you a clown like this?
No, because you said putting it together because you said it's not sexy at all, then you then
yeah,
come back
I
to
mean,
say
but no. So
genitals.
For
like,
those of you
like,
that
have you examined
closely,
anyone's genitals?
You know that
like,
I just turn to you. I tend to use that word a lot. Like, I'm like, oh my god, this food is not sexy, or this thing is not sexy. No, it's just a word. There's just a word I use, like, generally speaking,
okay.
Not in the real sense of the word, if you understand what I mean. But now anyway, going back to what I was saying before, Sam, you know, tried to cut my line of thought with the big distraction. Anyway, so what you guys need to know about monkeypox is there are multiple symptoms, right? We have headache, there are fever and chills, muscle aches, there's exhaustion, there's rashes. So these are just like basic things to look out for. So guys, please look out for that. And like I said, it spreads like wildfire, and there are multiple ways in which this can spread. So it can spread through touching, sharing the same clothing. It could be like bedding as well, like, and then also towels. So you have like, if you share it with an infected person, you can also get infected.
Okay.
And so even with like touching someone that's infected, or someone that has like the skin blisters or scabs all over their body, and you maybe touch them, you can also get infected. And also like coughing and sneezing also spreads that. So if someone infected with that coughs or sneezes, it could also spread. And lastly, and most importantly, it also spreads through sex. So I don't know if the person is protected, if it won't spread, but I don't think so. So I think that like direct contact during sex could also make it spread, because even if you're not, like, even if the person is like protecting them, their genitals or themselves, I'm sure they'll be touching and all sorts. So as long as the person has monkeypox,
well,
it can
I'm not
spread.
Sure. If you're sure, we're good. If you're sure, but I'm not sure.
Can you just, you know, zip it? So like I was saying, guys, so yeah, those are just basic things for you to look out for. Please stay safe out there, guys. Just stay safe, okay?
Yeah, that would be great. And I just feel, because I mean, I've been seeing it all over the news, I just feel there's just a general sense of disinterest. I mean, because of like COVID, like COVID just has just made us numb to like pandemic.
Know,
or like
right?
Everyone is just like tired, like what is this again? So like a lot of people are just like, I mean, whatever, like it's just so crazy, you know, like
I know people
we're just done with COVID, now you're coming up with monkeypox, like can we just have a break, you know?
Yeah,
so,
we need a break.
I know that feeling. And guys, just to add, I mean, I saw something quite interesting over the week, I mean,
really,
on the internet. Yeah. So I mean, there's this lady in Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So she put up an ad on TikTok, looking for a mistress to satisfy her husband's sexual needs. Now that's not the end of it, right? Now she offered to pay about £340.
What? You've got to be kidding!
No kidding. No kidding,
hey,
yeah. So I mean, it got and she actually eventually found someone. I think she was looking for three people. Like, it just struck me like a bit odd. Like someone is looking for, like, I mean, it's very. I mean, I don't know.
No. Rewind. So she was looking to hire someone to sexually satisfy her husband.
Yes,
is that what you're
yes,
saying? And she was
yes.
willing to pay the person £340.
That's right. And as a matter of fact, she actually said, not just the person, she actually said, I want to hire three mistresses for my husband. Those were her words in the video, actually. Three mistresses.
Like, well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm literally speechless, because like, what? Like, does the man have sex every hour or what?
I mean, I do not know. Like, it just got me thinking, like, how thoughtful of this lady. Like, she has her husband's like,
what?
You know, need
that's what
her
you think, that it's a very thoughtful thing to do. You think it's actually, so you think her actions are thoughtful. Oh, what the heck? Are you kidding me, Sam? Like, come on.
She's actually willing to pay 300.
Like, but I assume you find it interesting. You seem like you find it interesting. £340.
No. And she goes on to say, I guarantee if there will be no fight between you and me, I would allow my husband to choose who he wants to sleep with or stay with. Whoa. No schedule. He can pick by himself. Like, so generous and thoughtful.
What do you mean so generous and thoughtful? Are you kidding me? It sounds like ridiculous.
I know. He just got me. Like, I was like, wow, like, really?
I'm sure you, like, he's just like saying, I'll kill you whenever I'm ready. Like, even if you die, you're gonna die by my own, like, hand. That kind of thing. How can he feel so comfortable? Even if his wife should suggest that. For the fact that he's willing to do that, I mean, it's crazy.
You never know. Like, a couple of people, like, a lot of people are in open marriages and all that stuff. You know, like, we hear that a lot these days. So, you never know. I mean, if it's something they're both comfortable with, by all means. I mean, whatever works for them, right?
Like, now thinking about it, now that you mentioned open marriage, you know, if they're married, right? So, I don't know, whatever works for them. I don't like to, like, interfere or, you know, be judgmental or, you know, give my opinion. I'm really very, really, really careful when giving opinions on, you know, anything that has to do with marriage or anything like that. So whatever works for them. Personally, I wouldn't do it. But if it works for them, I mean, if it's rocking their boat and they like that, then they could proceed. But me, nah. Oh. I don't see that.
By all means, she has proceeded, actually. She got someone. So, yeah, I mean, so that's what... I mean, I just saw that. I was like, oh, I'd love to share this. You know, so, yeah, guys. Hope you enjoyed that. So
that was interesting. Really interesting. Thank you, Sam, for that. Thank you for sharing.
No worries.
So, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. Don't forget to stay safe. You know, keep it on the lock.
Yeah, and then when is real.
Yeah, monkeypox is very real. Just, you know, try to protect yourself. Stay away from, you know, people partying and, you know, too much... I don't know, too much enjoyment
contact.
Anyway, don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to go into the next segment that you're gonna love. You're listening to Aylin Radio.
Welcome to your one-stop destination for everything entertainment. Aylin Radio is about to smash all streaming platforms. Tune in 6 p.m. every Friday. You don't want to miss this.
Welcome back to this episode. This segment is going to rock your world.
Yeah.
Because we're, you know, we have something really juicy, interesting to talk about. This topic is super interesting. And I have a feeling that Sam and it's quite debatable. I have a feeling that Sam and I are going to, you know, come for each other, but hey, it is what it is. That's what he does.
Okay, that's it. What do you have for us?
So, on this segment of Let's Get Candid, the topic for today is not all chemistry is meant for the registry. I know. Sam, you want to share your thoughts?
Oh, you with the pun. Oh, you with the rhymes. Oh, you with the rhymes.
Okay. Do you want to share your thoughts?
Okay. So let me give you mine. So not all biology ends with physics.
Thank you for coming to complicate. Must you complicate everything? I don't get it. Must you complicate everything? What are your thoughts?
I think that is true, for starters, right? I mean, yeah, not all chemistry like leads to the altar and all that stuff. And because for some people, like, you just generally vibe on certain levels, but you may not want to put that ring on it, if you know what I'm saying. And,
why? From a man's perspective, can you, like, give us an example?
So for example, right, so it could be like, maybe you guys just vibe maybe on a sexual level, right? Or maybe you just vibe on like someone you can share your thoughts with, you know, like rub minds together, that sort of thing, right? So it could, so on different levels, like it could just be you enjoy their intellectual company, right? You know, you just like to rub minds together, you know, like, you know, share ideas with them, you know, that sort of thing, you know, and just that's just about it, right? Because in some other areas, for example, they may not be, you know, like receptive to feedback, for example, right? So again, different strokes for different folks, right? So some people find that as a huge turnoff, you know, like for a spouse, like if something is going wrong, right, if you there are areas you then agree to communicate to each other, okay, this is what you're doing that I do not like, and for some people they just find it difficult, you know, to listen to other people's feedback. So again, the person may be good in bed and all that, maybe if very intellectual and intelligent, right, especially when it comes to ideas and all that stuff, you know, when you guys spitball, you know, there's some people, I don't know if you've met a couple of people, like you just have those people that when you guys are just spitballing, like you just like ideas just flow, like you guys just get your juices just flow and all that stuff, you know.
On the same intellectual level as you,
exactly, you know? You guys are on the same wavelength,
creative,
right?
So, juice,
exactly, just flows. but then again, like when it comes to other matters, like other matters, you know what I mean, like
I don't know you what
guys,
you mean
you guys don't just us. You guys just don't gel, so yeah, I
other
agree
matters
totally.
Like what
other, like other matters now, simple, I don't, other matters, I don't other matters, like other matters. So in that area,
break it down, because I don't know what exactly are you trying to cover. Can you just open your mouth and talk?
In that area,
what area?
In that area, you guys might not just chill. So that
I don't
being
know what
said,
you're talking about.
That's it. In other areas, that's it. Oh,
guys,
those other areas.
I'm telling you that this guy, he's just he's not a very straightforward person. He's very corny. I don't get it. I don't get him anyway. I'm just gonna take it up from here because I don't understand what he's saying. I don't know why. Are you shy? Because I don't know you to be shy. You're a very, very blunt, straightforward person. And you say things how it is. I don't know what you're running.
No. I'm not remembering because I know I
then
spoke.
Say it.
I know
what is
I
it?
Spoke when you, because my lips were moving, right? So I don't know what you goodness. Mean. Like so.
Guys, so, you see this dude, I've told you, he's just, I'm telling you, he's not straightforward, but it's okay, I'll just take it up from here. Anyway, I'll just...
Go ahead, please.
from a woman's perspective, my own point of view, it's true that not all chemistry leads to the registry, because some people you just have, they're just like an acquaintance. I don't know how to explain it. There's some people
what?
That you know...
What?
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
It's just like it's true. There's a very thin line between, you know, being friends and, you know, having acquaintances. I don't know if you know that, but it's true.
You
whatever. What I'm trying to say is stop interrupting my line of thought. Stop trying to confuse me. Guys, you see what this is what he does every time. Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is there are people that, you know, they're in relationships and multiple things happen, but I'm looking for the best way to break this down. So basically what you want is not what you need, right? So you might really, really, really want something.
Okay.
Really, really want something so bad. Like really want something so bad. But it's not what you need.
Please, can you put it in context for us, please? Because it's like, it's just
you see how quick
so
you
bad,
are to
so
say
bad.
For me
like,
to put it in a context.
Because you have to
because
say that so bad.
You
like,
see how quick you
so
are telling
times,
me to put it in
a
context.
Right.
I was just asking you a few minutes ago what you meant, your point, and you kept quiet.
But I did put it into context. I said you guys may not be on the same like wavelength.
We're talking about other matters. I said, what other matters? You didn't say anything.
Which I earlier described. That's what I said. Like, I earlier described the other matters. Yeah, like other matters. Anything. It could be anything, right? It could be anything. You know, anything. Mm. It could be, for example, like home management, for example, right? So for some people, like, they love... What's funny?
I'm listening to you.
Anyway, so that's just another example. So again, as I said, different strokes for different folks, right? I mean, yeah, just do what works for you and do you, man. So yeah, but I do agree entirely, right?
Yeah,
not all chemistry leads to the registry.
Yeah, so like I was saying, guys, yes, and I totally agree with what Sam just said. So in reference to what I was saying, sometimes like sometimes what you want is not what you need. So in cases like this, you might have a connection with someone. There might be something connecting you guys. So it could be maybe there's a toxic relationship and they both know, both parties know that, look, this thing is really toxic, and the only connection they have is on the basis of sex, and they have really good sex. That could be the person, like the lady or the guy could always go back, and you know, because
they want it so bad.
Yeah, because the sex is really good. However, they don't end up, you know, in the registry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, like, so many things. Another thing is, let's say there's a couple, they're so into each other and everything, but one party is ready for a marriage, for commitment, and the other is not.
Yeah,
but they really love each other.
That
they
have to,
especially as like, if I'm to defend women, you know, talking from a woman's perspective, I mean, especially when a woman's, you know, body clock is ticking.
Yeah,
if her biological clock is ticking and she, you know, wants to get married, have kids, and the guy doesn't want kids, there are some people that don't even want children.
I agree, which is totally fine.
It's like a personal decision. But there's some people that don't want children, and some people want it. So imagine if you're, you know, being, you're involved with a partner who, maybe the guy doesn't want kids and the woman wants kids. They really love each other, but they have to move on.
Yeah. I can imagine that would really be painful, to be honest. Like, you guys click on every angle, and it's just like, you're not ready now, but I'm ready now. That would really be painful.
Right? It will really hurt, especially if it's someone you truly love.
There are multiple
examples. Even if you're tilting towards, let's say, genotype, right? The person, let's say everything, the chemistry is super good, connection is amazing, they're so in love, so into each other, and then they go for, you know, the test, and they realize that they're not compatible. Mm. Things like that, it hurts them like crazy, but they have to move on.
So
in this case, it's a very, I don't know, it's a very deep topic, because it's, you can relate it to, it's relatable to different, like multiple cases. Multiple scenarios, depending on how you, you know, think about it.
Yeah, I agree.
So there are multiple examples in reference to this. So yeah, I don't believe that all chemistry leads to the registry. You might really love someone, really like someone, and not end up marrying the person.
Totally. I do agree. Uh-huh. On this note, we do agree, actually, together. So that's
really, yay! Yeah. One thing to finally agree about.
Yeah.
One thing. That's good.
Yeah. We're on the same page on this one. Yeah. So.
All right. So guys, this is like a pretty straightforward topic. All chemistry. That's just my own point of view from a woman's perspective. And please note, there are other multiple examples that you could literally use. But in this case, like I said, all chemistry doesn't lead to the registry. You could love someone and not marry them. So it does happen.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So guys, I really, really hope you enjoyed it. It's just a simple, straightforward episode. It's a lovely segment. I really hope you enjoy this topic as much as we did recording this for you. So sit tight. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we have more juicy stuff.
Right.
I'm actually excited about the next segment, because I'm coming for this dude. Like,
Don't talk to that guy, guys.
Of what he did to me last time. Like, no, I'm really ready for him.
I know, what you speak of, please.
Yeah, right. So guys, don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. Just sit, relax, and enjoy. I'll be right back, and you're listening to Elan Radio.
Welcome to one of the favorite segments of the show.
Yeah, this welcome back, guys.
In between vibes. So yeah, last week I remember, yeah, we shared our information that you could send us an email, you know, send us a DM, and would read your feedback. And and so we just got two, actually, just two. And the first one was like, so just hold on, let me go over the message. Hey guys, you guys sound so cool together, and we're loving your show.
Oh, thank you.
Big ups. Oh, nice.
Yeah, really nice. Thank you for the feedback.
Yes, yeah, it's really nice to hear from you know, the listeners, and it's quite nice. And this other one is actually for you. Wow, this is interesting. So it goes thus. Hi, Onyi, you sound good and don't look bad either. And I would just like to shoot my shot. I'm 6'2" with one pack and
this is
pockets.
This is a joke, right? This is a joke, right?
No, I kid you not.
Are you kidding, Sam? You're somebody actually sent me. Somebody sent me that.
Yes, yes. So I'm good. So hi, you sound good and don't look bad either. And I would just like to shoot my shot. I'm 6'2" with one pack and deep pockets. Let's connect. Then he put his number. I'm like,
he put his number.
I like this dude. Like, very straightforward. Like, just no long talk. Like, so he put three things he wants you to know.
Okay.
I'm 6'2" mm-hmm. with one pack and deep pockets.
Oh, please. You got to be kidding me.
He just said, let's connect. So, this is for you. I mean, like, this. So, again, guys, remember, you can.
I'm sorry, Sam. I'm just going to have to interrupt you here.
Okay.
So, guys, I need you to understand that the connection, like, you connecting is not for me and it's not for Sam and I. I don't know if, well, I can't speak for Sam, but I mean, it's for us to help you connect with other people. You know, like, people you, and I'm surprised he doesn't know how I look. So how would the person know how I look?
Yeah, probably do some research. I mean, I wouldn't want to go into that, but, like, I mean, that's what he said. But, guys, okay. I mean, it's love to hear from you, like, and by all means, I mean, that's Oyin's disclaimer. I mean, by all means, reach out to, like, it's your prerogative, right? We said would connect you. So if by all means you want to get connected to Oyin as you put your number.
Oh, are you kidding me, Sam?
She has seen it. If she wants to reach out, she would reach out. Otherwise, well,
Samuel, are you high on something?
I'll give him max for the effort, right? Like, he put it out there.
Well,
like,
yeah, I'm just gonna acknowledge, of course. I mean, is there a name or something?
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to share that. Yeah.
Okay, guys.
And he put his number. That's fine. Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Well, hello, an anonymous person. Thank mm-hmm. you very much for reaching out. I appreciate you taking out your time out of your busy schedule to send me that. Mm-hmm. However, I'm not, like, looking to connect. However, again, if others send in their emails, it would be very lovely to connect you with someone who you know, you could be compatible with. But thank you for shooting your shot. That's brave. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, it's very brave. Like, I just like the way you put it, like, straight to the point, very brief. Yeah. And, like,
very straightforward. Do you even talk about his pockets as well?
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing, but eh.
Yeah. So again, guys, I mean, you can reach out to us via email at helloelanradio@yahoo.com. That's helloelanradio@yahoo.com. Or send us a DM, guys. Slide into our DM, right? On Instagram at elanradio. That's elanradio, guys. So please reach out to us. Like, we will always read your feedback, however embarrassing it sounds, whatever you think, so would read it anyway, right?
Oh, please,
because it's your priority.
Well, I said thank you. I find it really brave, you know, for the person's actually message. Yeah. Really, no, but yeah, that's the idea. You connect with people, but I'll be happy to connect a person with someone, but.
But Oyin, why are you now sending me a note that you want his number? Well, why are you now sending me this? That you want his number? So this is what I don't like. Don't give people the wrong message. You're telling the public right now that you're fine. Oh yeah, thank you.
Oh,
you acknowledge your message.
Oh,
now you're sending me a note that
you know you're lying. You're a liar. You know you're lying.
Come on.
This is just the hype. Like, I knew you were just not legit, but I didn't know that. I'm not just legit.
You're not
a serious human being. Okay. Guys, don't listen to him, guys. And there are multiple platforms in which you can also listen to this podcast. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, CastBox, Anchor, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher.
Always. So, guys, we'd love to hear from you. Please let us know your feedback, your comments. If you want to get connected again to like-minded individuals, we're going to read your messages right here on this show. Again, reach out to us, send us that DM. Do not waste time. Hit the button, guys. Hit the button again. And follow us on Instagram as well, right? Follow us, send us your DMs. We'll read it out here and connect you to lovely people. Okay, guys. So we'll be going on a quick break. Do not toggle that dial. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Friday nights just got juicier. Tune in at 6 p.m. every Friday for more gist, tips and tricks, trends, and entertainment exclusive to Alien Radio.
And this is the final segment of the show where we bring you all the fun stuff, right? Where, I mean, this is where everything happens, the wow segment. Well, the wow segment will bring you everything and all things, right? The
work. You can tell Sam is up to something. You can sense the excitement.
Yes. You know, and I mean, everyone knows, like, this is where they get all the good stuff, right? Like, this segment is where everything happens. This is what will bring you all the good stuff. So, so yeah, we have a couple of games. We have, I mean, the smooth lines, right? So when what do you think? Which should we go with first? What do you think? Games or pick up lines?
Pick up lines.
You always, I don't know why you always so, like, you always want the pick up lines. Like,
I don't want the pick up lines, dude. I'm just here. Then
why
to
not?
Listen.
Why not opt for the games? Why the pick up lines? Like every time, pick up lines.
It's just nice towards the end, you know, have games that finish you.
Okay, all right then. Okay, so guys, so I just have like quick, I mean, just a couple of things I just came up with, you know. So, so for example, if you meet a girl at the bar, you know, like drinking alone or just chilling at the bar alone, you know, you may want to try this, you know, and just say, I mean, I've been staring at you all night and I'm of the mind that any conversation beats a staring context. So why not let me buy you a drink? You know.
Which you get to speak of place from, because I don't understand.
It's a nice breaker. What's that? Yeah, that's a standard.
Okay, what's the next one? Let's listen to what's, the next one.
Okay, so let me give you another one. So, you know, I stopped using Google, right? Because as soon as I saw you, I knew my search was over. Got you.
That's a good one.
Finally.
It's funny, right? Can you imagine?
Okay. So what about this one? But only really, if I can ask you, are you not tired of adulthood? I'm asking you, are you tired of adulthood?
No.
You're not, are you sure?
I'm not. What are you driving? I just
is the pickup line, dude. Come on, dog.
The pickup line is, are you not tired of adulthood?
No. So my question is, are you tired of adulthood?
No.
So say yes. That's the idea. Say yes. Are you not tired?
No, why should I say? Okay, yes.
Then come be my baby.
Oh my god, I can't believe you stressed me to say this nonsense. Where'd you get that? The person that wrote it was... We have screwed upstairs.
Okay.
What the heck?
Okay, so let me give you one more. So I was just dizzy. Let me give you one more. So okay, so again, this one could be like someone at the bar, you know. So I mean, no strings attached, but you look like you're having a rough night. And if you're looking to jump off a bridge, I know all the best ones.
What? I'm not laughing, so obviously it's not funny. I'm not laughing. No, honestly, that's, I'm like, what the heck?
That's a nice breaker. That's what you call a nice breaker. Sound
like, it does. If I'm literally coming back from the office and I'm, you know, stopped by at the bar and I'm having drinks, maybe I had a really tough day. Yeah. That would literally irk me. But okay.
Yeah, but really, so it's just like don't kill yourself, right? Like, it's one of those things. You may be having a rough
time.
Why
did I shoot you myself? Because I said it to irk me.
No. I'm saying, like, if someone is having a rough night, right? So, like, don't jump off the bridge, right? So, that's just the idea. Like, it's ironical. Like, so, I'm, like, offering you, like, if you want to jump off the bridge, I know all the best ones in the city, you know? Like, yeah, I wouldn't want you to do that. But, like, it's just... pretty much an icebreaker.
Now that you explained it, I understand, because I was trying to understand what the person was saying, but hey, now that you explained it, I understand what you're saying. But
okay.
I'm not a fan of pickup lines. I'm just not a fan of pickup lines. Just I like original stuff, so
yeah,
just be original.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so I mean, that's what I
wait before you go. What do you mean, you know? How'd you know?
Sorry. No. I was talking about something. I was thinking about something else in my head. Yeah, I was thinking out loud. Yeah. So that's it, right. Guys, for the pickup lines, right? And so, yeah, I mean, today at least, only loved one of them. So finally, you know, giving me some good grades on my pickup lines, yeah. Anyway, guys, so we'll segue right in into the games, right? Okay. So Onyi, I've got a game for you. Game is Would You Rather? So I think you should go first in this one. So it's a simple game. So it's about asking, providing two alternatives, right? So okay. You can pick one, right? So you ask me any question, would you rather this or that? Then I would make a choice, you know, pretty much.
So why do I have to go first?
Because
I have a feeling you're testing me. For some reason, I have a feeling you're testing me to determine which one you're going to come with.
No. So I'm just giving you, like, I mean, chivalry is not dead, right? Only so ladies first, you know what I mean? I'm a gentleman, so please.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, that's so sweet. Okay.
Yeah. So go first, please.
All right. Would you rather? I like this. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What can I ask you?
Let's hear it.
Okay. I have one.
Okay.
So would you rather tell your partner you're having an affair or have them tell you they're having an affair?
What? I mean, this is tough.
Why is it tough? Just answer your question.
Listen, I'm
enjoying this, guys.
It's like you're sitting
up. I'm just chilling, taking a sip of wine, because I can imagine his expression. Sam, I'll ask that again in case you didn't hear the first time.
Can I pass on the question, by the way? Is that an option?
No, it's not an option. You have to give me an answer. Did you let me pass last week?
Okay, go ahead. Ask again.
Would you rather tell your partner you're having an affair or have them tell you they're having an affair?
So, because I'm very honest by nature, right? I would rather do the confession, right? So I'll go with the former than the latter. So I would rather confess to having an affair.
You rather confess than be confessed to.
Exactly. Yes, because I'm honest by nature. Yeah, that's it.
You just had to, you know, highlight the honest by nature. Think you're honest. Please get away asking my question.
That's killing two birds with one stone, right? So I answered your question. So put it out there that Sam is quite.
You're very diplomatic, but it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
What's your question? Please be gentle.
Oh, no, for me. You're the one that loves. No, my own is straightforward. So, would you rather be married to a 10 with a bad personality or a 6 with an amazing personality?
So, when you say a 10, what do you mean?
Like, checks all boxes, everything, like, heart, it's got deep pockets.
Six. With a good personality. Yeah, 6.
Ah. Interesting. Okay. Okay, nice to know. Okay, so I'll leave that part of it. Your question, you go now.
My question, what can I ask you? Would you rather? Oh, I have a good one for you.
Okay,
so would you rather end every phone call with "I love you" or accidentally call your partner the wrong name during a fight?
Oye, please, hold on, please, for the record, let me understand where these your questions are stemming from, because it's like you're going for my jugular today.
I'm taking my red wine. I'm loving this moment because last week you were so enjoying yourself.
So this is your comeback, right?
This
is your comeback. No. I'll take
it. Exactly. So just
I'll take it. I just want. I mean, for the record. If I could take this opportunity to impress upon you the significance and the importance of these your questions to me, Onyi, these questions are deep.
They're not deep. They're just random questions. What is deep about
please,
this?
For the sake of the listeners, ask one more time, then I'll answer you.
Okay. Would you rather end every phone call with "I love you" or accidentally call your partner the wrong name during a fight?
The former. I'd rather end all the calls with "I love you" because I'm a loving
fellow. You see, that was just a very simple question.
I'm a loving fellow. I'm a loving fellow.
That was that still, please. Yeah, ask your question.
Because, like, why would I want to accidentally call my partner someone else's name? That's tricky.
It depends. Well, it is what it is. Okay. Next question, anyway. Please.
Anyway, so would you rather have unlimited international first class tickets or never have to pay for food at restaurants? So this
unlimited first class tickets.
Food over travel, pretty much. Like food or travel. That's what this is.
Travel, of course. I would rather travel than, you know. Well, no, sorry, ask again.
Would you rather have unlimited international first class tickets?
Yes.
Or never have to pay for food at restaurants?
Unlimited first class tickets, of course.
Okay. Nice. Interesting.
You're being really nice today.
I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice guy.
Guys, let me ask you my question.
Okay.
I know he's going to think I'm coming for him, but
no, go ahead. No, I'm used to it. I mean, like,
no, I know you see though.
I've got a buffalo speed. Go ahead. Yeah.
What would I ask you?
Come on, let's go.
I am so confident.
Yeah.
Would you rather never have sex? Wait, let me finish.
Wait, only quick question before you find. Like, how many glasses of wine have you had?
I mean, I'm on my second glass, but it's just for today. It's not like I do it all the time. But I'm on my second. I think that tells why I'm laughing so much. I don't know why.
So finish your question, please. Yeah.
Would you rather never have sex or never find true love?
What?
I know this is tricky, right? So answer my question.
Never have sex.
I'll repeat it in case you didn't hear it the first time.
Wow.
Would you rather never have sex or never find true love?
Never find true love. That's it for
never
me.
Never find true love.
Yeah.
But so,
these are very tough questions.
A very, and very deep question, actually.
These are very tough questions.
They're not tough questions now. Come on. Okay. What did I ask you?
This last question is very tricky.
Yeah, it's very tricky. Very interesting.
You would not want to answer this question. For you yourself, I know you wouldn't want to answer this question. But it's okay. It's okay.
Why are you taking it personal? It's a game.
Because
I'm drinking my wine now. I'm not listening with anything you're saying. Could you ask? I think we're done, right? Are we done?
No, my question is pending. Because if it were you, you'd scream bloody murder. Like, if I asked you all these questions, especially this last one. Like, because I know you're romantic. Hurts.
You can tell he's taking it.
No, it's okay.
Why are you taking it so personal? You guys, I promise you, next week, I know I won't hear the last day. I know it's going to come
for me. No, don't worry.
Yeah,
so would you rather have whatever you're thinking to appear above your head for everyone to see, or have absolutely everything you do live streamed for anyone to see? So pretty much, is would you prefer privacy for your thoughts or privacy for yourself? So again, the question: would you rather have whatever you're thinking to appear above your head for everyone to see, or have absolutely everything you do live streamed for anyone to see?
What kind of tricky question is this? I would prefer like what I think in my head.
So you prefer
rather than have my life be streamed, I'll just prefer like thoughts in my head. Just
the thoughts in your head.
Yeah,
everyone should see the thoughts in your head.
Yeah, because when I know that people are gonna see it, I will align my thoughts.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, I see what you mean. You could as well. Okay. I see why it's a tough one, right? Because I mean, there's so, like, you can't.
Your life is seen. They see everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want that. I'm a very private person, so yeah. I wouldn't want that.
So you rather give up your thoughts, you know, than your actions.
I would rather align my thoughts.
Ah, I see. Mm-hmm. I see. For them to see. Okay.
I align my thoughts so that, you know, they can see whatever I align it to be.
Okay, nice one. So thank you, Oyin, for playing the game, and thank you for coming at me. And
I didn't come at you. I just gave you a taste of your medicine.
For the record, I Okay, no worries. I'll let that be. No worries. So thank you.
You're what? Tell me what.
No. I'll let this slide. Not a problem.
Why are you? I don't get it. Is everything
so,
okay?
Guys, thank you so much, guys, for the time, for sharing your time with us today, for listening to us today on LN Radio. And never mind Oyin again, right? So that's what she does. And so it's at this point we'll be drawing the curtain today. Thank you so much for listening. Again, remember you can reach out to us on LN Radio. Send us a DM on LN Radio on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Send us an email, loelnradio@yahoo.com. So at this point we'll draw the curtain.
Yes. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. I really, really enjoyed getting on under Sam's skin because I know he wasn't expecting this. I actually thought he was going to really come for me, but he was super subtle today. But I know he was going to come for me next week.
It is what it is.
So thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you. Don't forget to subscribe, like, share, listen. You know, like I said, there are multiple platforms in which you can listen. So there, I mean, you have no choice. We're on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
right?
Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, Castbox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. So don't forget to listen.
For sure, guys.
Your girl Oyenda.
Thank you, guys, and so. On the final note, I'll be leaving you with a quote as usual. But remember, again, I said earlier when we started off the show, do not let people, right, stop you from learning that new skill, from learning anything, from reaching out. I mean, whatever reason, you know, anything you've had down, you know, like, check those boxes, right? That bucket list. Go find your bucket list. If you do not have one, get one, you know, and check those boxes, right? Do that thing you've always, you know, thought to do. Do it, guys. And on this note, I'll be leaving you with a quote which says, death is certain, but living is not. So let's try to beat life because we can't cheat death. Again, death is certain, but living is not. Let's try to beat life because we can't cheat death. Again, guys, thank you for listening. Still your humble number one host, Sam. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now your love with the weak me. Now your love with the weak me. I don't tire, I'm fighting no more. All my life I've been searching. All my life I've been searching. Now I found you, I'm searching no more. I don't wanna do no curl, baby, make we legalize. My world they stop anytime you look into my eyes. Even if you don't know, baby, I gon' make you realize. I don't gon' let you go, baby, now you be my wife. Baby, give me your love, all your love. I didn't need your love, all your love. Cause I can't get enough, enough of your love. Give me your love, all your love. Tell me what I for do. Although you the ginger me, oh yeah, what's up with you? Yeah, yeah. Baby, if he no be you, yeah, I swear I know go do. Yeah, yeah. I don't wanna do no curl, baby, make we legalize. My world they stop anytime you look into my eyes. Even if you don't know, baby, I gon' make you realize. I don't gon' let you go, baby, now you be my wife. Baby, give me your